Queridos trabajadores de la luz, aquí tenemos al comandante Ashtar Sheran que nos va a dar un mensaje. Dear light workers of light, of love, it is a great pleasure to be here and to impart this message for humanity at this moment where Earth is passing through a great havoc. The forces of light of the Galactic Federation are ready to come in and to start the mission of awakening the souls that are still sleeping in the slumber caused by the dark forces throughout centuries. This is an old battle between forces of light and forces of darkness that is coming to an end, and new beginnings will spring out throughout the earth, bringing new systems in which prosperity, wisdom, love, and abundance will be given unto you from the forces of light and from the work of the Earth Allies and the light workers who ceaselessly have been working for a long time to bring these changes to fruition. I am here in my ship with several beings of light that have worked with you in bringing to a reality the many changes planned by the cosmic in this divine plan. We expect to have finished the negotiations soon and to start first contact. Our ships are getting closer to Earth. We are starting doing some overflights in several cities throughout the United States. But once the official announcements are done through cable TV and the media in general, we will present ourselves through TV, through the internet, and through the written word. The forces of light are working to bring these changes as soon as possible. We have individuals who we know that were opposed to these changes, who we have now in our midst, and they are being judged in the courts of Mojo Ronson. You don't know that, since it's kept from you by the media, but you will know it once the announcements are done. The great many changes will happen in the economy, science, politics, in all sorts of human endeavors. It is a blessing to have so many dedicated light workers throughout the world who have worked so hard to bring these changes for humanity. Gaia is waiting patiently for a long time, and she agreed to wait until the announcements are done to start the changes that she wants to do to clean up her body. Some of you will be heavily involved in the teaching in specific missions related to cleaning of the environment, in missions of health, and helping other souls through the traumatic changes that they will go through. Your lives will be changed, and you will see what you do today as something of the past. Your future will be different than what you have seen so far. Great work waits ahead of you, so stay tuned and be ready for the call. We will be calling you to do your soul agreements in accordance with divine plan. I have worked with members of the Ashtar Command in making some changes in your biological natures to prepare you for telepathic communication, rejuvenating your bodies so that you will have more energy for your missions. Each one of you light workers throughout the world are being prepared while you sleep for your mission, not only in your bodies, but also in your minds. You come to our ships, you go to training places such as the city of Telos under Mount Shasta, where ascended masters teach you the new spiritual principles governing an age of light and life. Some others come to our meetings to witness our meetings discussing issues related to planet Earth and her ascension, changes in the banking system, changes in the religious teachings that need to be implemented, and in general, the preparation for the Aquarian Age. There will be a transition before entering into the fifth dimension, in which some souls will evacuate the planet or will go to the prepared planet for their own spiritual evolution. You will be prosperous beyond belief. Do not worry for what you have now, since that will be of the past and in the long run you will forget it, will be a distant memory. All the work for the light will be rewarded greatly. Just wait, and in the waiting, prepare yourselves. Take care of your bodies, of your minds, and of your souls. Through reading good material, eat well, rest properly, be calm. Do not get tangled with the lower frequency energies of the third dimension, but ascend to higher frequencies, where you meet as equal with us, as co-creators, with God of the divine plan. We see you as equal. You are sovereign beings of the light. We expect you to prepare for the coming changes, because your wisdom will be needed, your talents solicited in many places. Stay tuned, my friends, because the changes are near to start. I can't give you a date, specific date, but the changes are coming in this year, 2007.